You can sing.
Good morning. Welcome, everybody, to the September 16, 2014 Sussex County Council meeting. We'll call the meeting to order. First thing is the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, we have no recommended changes for the agenda.
Entertained a motion to approve the agenda.
Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Dever, second. Mr. Cole, any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
DeWilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We have the minutes of September 9th. Any questions, concerns, or corrections?
Perfect.
Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have a letter addressed to the council. Dear ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the participating high school students, or advisors, and the entire planning committee, I thank you for your generous donation to the Delaware Envirothon, sponsored by the Delaware Association of Conservation Districts. We managed to raise $17,507 during the past year for their Envirothon program. Your donation helps us provide an effective and exciting hands-on environmental education experience that fosters sound decision-making, problem-solving, and critical thinking skills for all our participants. Rest assured that your donation will have the long-lasting positive impacts on lives of many high school youth in your state. Again, thank you, and it's signed by Rick Mikowski, Chairman, Delaware Envirothon.
Any correspondence from council?
Well, I have correspondence from Janet Godshaw about vendors and that type of thing. And it is it's written by hand, and it's very faint. I don't want to ask Everett to have to look at this and read every word. Could we do it next week? But I wanted to let you know I did get a letter in about what we're doing on vendors and that type of thing. So she's very concerned. That's what they do for a living. Would you pass it down to the attorney? Thank you very much.
And a correspondence from council. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. First item of business is recognizing the employee of the third quarter, Alan Scott Baker. I have a tribute here, and I will read the description provided by his colleagues. Sussex County Government's winner of the employee of the third quarter is Scott Baker. Scott works in maintenance for Department of Environmental Services at the Dewey Beach location. Started with the county in 2007. Scott was nominated by his supervisor, Rob Eldreth, for being a great employee and his high level of professionalism. As Rob stated in his nomination letter, Scott's professional demeanor is positive to everyone he interacts with on a daily basis. He's respectful and mindful of others in every situation, whether it be personally or professionally. He works hard with pride and devotion to the project at hand and never has a harsh word to say about anyone. Congratulations, Scott. I have a tribute here, and I believe the president has your wonderful clock. Sussex County Council tribute. Be it hereby known to all that the Sussex County Council commends Alan Scott Baker, Sussex County employee of the third quarter. The Sussex County Council extends its thanks and congratulations and directs this tribute to be presented to Scott Baker on the 16th day of September 2014, signed Michael H. Vincent, president. Congratulations, sir.
This is your photo op. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for the capital.
Congratulations.
Alan, can I ask you a question?
Greatly appreciated.
Aren't you the grandson, or isn't John Williams your great uncle? Senator John Williams? No? I'm wrong.
My father was the one that started Baker Hardware.
And didn't he marry a Williams?
No, his brother did.
Okay, it's in the family.
Baker's everywhere.
I got clues anyway.
They're all over the county.
They're all related.
Yeah,
you're correct.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Everybody's a cousin of Sam Wilson.
Then you're in trouble.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, sir. The next item of business is the Delaware Department of Transportation 2016-2021 Capital Transportation Program Request. Containing your packets this week was our Capital Transportation Program Request. As you know, each year, DelDOT requests that the county provide this program request information for their planning purposes. Because this county currently does not have an MPO to do the planning exercises for this request, that task falls to the county government. We provided you information previously and sought the comments of public regarding some of the transportation requests that they may seek. That's contained in this this information. What happens next is after today's presentation, we will submit this to DLDOT, and there will be a public meeting held at their South District office September 25th, whereby we and members of staff will be there, and the public is able to attend to see the full program request that will be submitted. This is also an exercise for DLDOT to seek federal funding for projects that are federally funded and eligible for that. So with that, I'll ask Mr. Guy to go over the program requests. If you all have any questions of the information contained or the recommendations that are submitted, feel free to interject, please.
Good morning, members of council. Before you, as Mr. Lawson just noted, is the draft CTP request for 2016-2021. It was included in your packets, and to not bore you with a lot of the details, much of the request is the same as was the case last year. Obviously, the funding limitations that DLDOT and the state have experienced in the past year or so has excluded DLDOT from addressing many of the requests that we've put forth, but in the interest of keeping it in front of the state and keeping it in front of DLDOT, that these are our transportation concerns, we have kept much of the request the same. The priorities on page 3 remain SR1 improvements, the county airport, the Park Avenue US 9 truck route realignment and improvements, the east-west improvements, which include SR 24, 26, and routes 404 and 9, biking and walking trails, the north-south highway improvements, local road concerns, intersection signage and signalization, and alternative transportation. Mr. Lawson and I had requested of the public back in June for their submissions, their suggestions on improvements, and we did receive a number of those, and those have been integrated here into the request, and I'll highlight those in just a moment. We also asked members of council to provide us with any input that they might have, and I'll also highlight those as we go along. So we'll turn to the first priority, that being the Delaware Route 1 improvements, and this is much the same as last year. It is updated to note the commencement of a project along the corridor to install and improve existing crosswalks. It's a $6.5 million project. There was a suggestion from, I believe, Councilman Cole and Councilwoman Deaver that DLDOT should possibly consider reduced speed limits in this area, simplified visible signage, and the
they
possibility
have already,
exploration.
They've done that, and it's so helpful over the bridge, the Nassau Bridge.
Right,
so
south helpful. Of the Nassau Bridge. Mm-hmm. And also the possible exploration of a low-level median barrier along that portion of the corridor to discourage pedestrian traffic outside of crosswalks. I've included that per your requests, and if that meets with the consensus of council, we can leave that in there.
Thank you.
Turning to page 5, also continuing Delaware Route 1 improvements. Again, I've noted in the first bullet point the possibility of reduced speed limits on the SR1 corridor south of the Nassau Bridge could help ease congestion and improve safety, especially among pedestrians. The airport priority remains the same. We have updated that information in there to reflect where we stand with the project as is, having already extended it 5,500 feet. We still have the additional 500 feet that we're working toward, and we've updated that information in there as well. I'm just going to leapfrog over a couple of others. No real changes on the east-west corridors. It is important to note, however, that the SR-26 project in the Bethany, Millville, Ocean View area is moving forward. So, look for that within the coming year or so to come off of our list as that project nears completion. Mm-hmm. Bicycling and walking trails remains pretty much the same. I have updated that information to note the allocation from the State General Assembly this year of $2.5 million in funding toward the Trails Initiative. And I believe there is, I think that was all assigned to DENREC rather than a split as it had been in previous years between DENREC and DELDOT. No real change on the north-south highway improvements. Again, the council's position, the county's position has been one that we have not taken a full-fledged position in support of or against, but we've urged DELDOT to work with the community and reach some consensus among all the stakeholders that whatever path forward, whatever plan they ultimately decide upon, is something that the community can live with and you know, appreciate. Local roads is where the majority of the changes have occurred, based on, again, your input and the input of the public. I'll highlight a couple of those that are in here now. In the page 14 slide, I'm sorry, I've neglected to fast forward on the PowerPoint here. My apologies. And if there's anyone in the public who wants to see this, this is included in the packet that's in this week's for this week's agenda. You can view it online at sussexcountyde.gov. Back to page 14, local roads. The roads that I've made some changes on or additions to the list include, in the Bethany Beach area, Fred Hudson Road, there was a suggestion of extending the bike path. I believe, Mr. Cole, correct me if I'm wrong, I think the bike path comes in halfway from the Route 1 area and stops about midway down Fred Hudson. And
it continues into the park, which is a direction it should continue.
The suggestion has been that the path be extended from there to Cedar Avenue, correct? Up to where Harris Teeter is.
No, they have it up there. So
they have it.
It's reversed.
It's reversed.
To Route 1,
sorry.
Coastal
okay.
Highway.
Okay.
The Salt Pond back entrance to to the highway. To the
All right. Road. Well, that was the suggestion there.
I think they've got it right.
To extend the bike path.
Mm-hmm.
Also on Double Bridges Road, again, another suggestion for a bike path. We had a constituent raise a concern about the narrow nature of that road, lack of shoulders, and also suggest that perhaps a dedicated bike path be put in place to accommodate pedestrian and bicycle traffic. Fenwick Island, Mr. Phillips, you had raised a concern, I guess, based on constituent requests with respect to Lighthouse Road and the possibility of a grade separated bike pedestrian path there at the viaduct, so that people who've got concerns about being on that elevated roadway don't have to travel with traffic, that they could utilize the existing roadway that the viaduct replaced several years ago when DelDOT constructed that. In the Lewis area, there was a suggestion for signalization at Orchard Road at Savannah Road. Place that on the list. On page 15, Millsboro, there was a suggestion for Road 83 Mitchell Street. I understand the town has had some difficulty in getting state suburban street funds or other funds allocated to help with rehabbing that street. So we have included Mitchell Street in Millsboro for pavement. Or paving, rather. Millville Ocean View, a suggestion for Atlantic Avenue at Central Avenue and West Avenue for better signal timing of the intersections there. I guess there's a little bit of a log jam there at peak times. And I think that was it for the local roads list at this time. As you'll see on page 16, there is a map that we have created to illustrate the various local roads concerns and some identifying information so that DelDOT has a clear indication of what areas we're specifically addressing. No real changes on intersections, signage, and signalization. That remains a concern for the county. There are a number of projects that are ongoing here within the county, particularly along the US 9 corridor between Georgetown and Lewis. As many of you know, some of those intersections are being improved, and hopefully we look for that to improve flow issues once they're complete. Transportation alternatives, again, remains much the same as it has in previous years. We did have a couple of suggestions from constituents that the DLDOT look at expanding mass transit options from Wilmington to the beach. And we have already included that in years past. We've also made note that DART should look at service to other areas, particularly job centers such as Selbyville, Millsboro, Long Neck. And Mr. Cole, I know your concern, your perennial concern with the signage and the placement of bus stops in places that, you know, just lead to, you know, are somewhat questionable. That remains in this year's request. And without further ado, that's pretty much it. We'll present this again on Thursday, September 25th. The workshop is between 4 and 7 p.m. at the DLDOT South maintenance facility here in Georgetown next to the DMV.
I got
questions. Sure.
Cole.
Okay. Just some comments. I mean, when you read our closing remarks, right,
mm-hmm.
and we do reference that the you know, we're looking for these improvements to ensure the county and the state that we can continue to serve our population as well as attract and safely accommodate the millions of visitors. That's the key. We get millions of visitors to coastal Sussex County, and some of it is even affecting the western side of the county. But we've emphasized it, but I think I wouldn't mind seeing if we could maybe fine-tune it a little bit on the pedestrian concerns. I have, I know they take it, you know, like with Coastal Highway and different things, they're worried about it. But what's starting to bother me is this: the state seems to be encouraging pedestrians to interact with traffic on roads that are high risk for safety because of speed and different things. I'd like to see if the council could support that we ask the state legislators if there's a law or if it's some kind of federal whatever regulations. But I don't believe we should be encouraging the pedestrian right-of-ways, you know, where we have those fancy signs, those international signs encouraging the pedestrian to step out into the traffic so the traffic will stop. But they've got them up in, like, in North Bethany, where the traffic is 50 miles an hour on a four-lane highway. And people who come from other parts of the country seem to think that if they step out there, that somebody will stop. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. So we're just asking for a disaster. So I'd like the council to take a position that any roadway that exceeds 25 miles an hour, pedestrians do not have the right of way. We ought to have signs up saying pedestrians yield to traffic, because it is just the most illogical thing I've ever seen to put people walking and cars driving at some kind of conflict. And that's what we've got. We've got a big conflict in the state at all through the coastal area, and that's why we keep seeing this emphasis on pedestrians. So Todd, if we could put an insert into this, maybe something separate that just states our position, and again, I hope the council supports this, that any roadway that exceeds 25 miles an hour, pedestrians should yield to traffic. Now, they should still walk in designated walkways and these other things, but in Coastal Highway, even through these towns at Bethany Beach, they've got people stopping and starting walking halfway out, running, and then on a dual highway, one car might stop, another car won't, and those people come by, and boom.
I think we.
I'd like to clear that up, because I had the DLDOT here, and the lady said she'll check with their attorneys. I don't think we need to check with attorneys to see if it's a safety issue to have pedestrians encouraged out in these roadways. So
is there a traffic light? A traffic light?
Where?
That they can cross on? Or is
No. These
wide
are
open. Just no. Like a crossing indication, and that's it?
No, there's nothing. I'm just
saying. Nothing.
No, mm-hmm. No. North Bethany, it's just south of the inlet.
Yeah, no.
They got a sign there with a pedestrian with that green, and, you know, like, here's a walkway. They have it designated, but terribly dangerous. All through Bethany, South Bethany, they do it. Now, that's in the town. I don't know if the state has jurisdiction or who, but I just say that any roadway that exceeds 25 miles an hour, you should yield to traffic, not have traffic yield to a pedestrian, because it's this indecision, and some signage would help there, and start educating the public that way, because I just think there's a big problem there.
So we could add some language to this product that we're going to submit to DLDOT. Probably not the right vehicle to use to seek a change in the law if the law is such, but we could certainly add language that expresses the concern for the increase in pedestrian use of the roadways, and the fact that The law states now,
I guess I'm
assuming
it's the law.
It does, pedestrians have the right of way. And I think what you said, to coin your phrase, that's an illogical
point of view. It's bureaucratic insanity that somebody thinks that on a dual highway, like, and that's where the problem has been with the coastal highway, where the outlets are. People are just jumping around. Now they have lights and a designated, and that's where you should walk. Now, fine, if you have a highway and you have a light and you have things like that, but we have areas where there's nothing. They just got crosswalks and people are confused. Nobody knows what to do.
Mr. President.
Mr. Wilson.
I believe that's already been brought up. I believe over a year ago we talked about that. That's a good idea, George. And I think that I was saying that it's foolishness to think people are going to run 50, 60 miles an hour down the highway and somebody steps on the highway and automatically stop with no light, no nothing. I agree with you 100%. And I think we've already voted on that. I think we did.
Well, I don't know. I don't think, no. I've brought it up in the past, and I just think that nobody's listening in Dover. And if they are, I guess, or have some requirements, you know, from the federal government, maybe we need to see if there's some way that we can bring some sanity to it. Because in coastal Sussex County, we got a problem with pedestrians and traffic. They don't mix too well.
And I think, as Mr. Lawson just stated, we can certainly include language to that effect. This, as he intimated, this may not be the appropriate vehicle as this.
If there was something, I know we've emphasized pedestrians.
No, I agree.
Right.
I
want to expand.
I think it's something we can throw in there to make the state aware that this is a concern for council. But ultimately, I think this is an issue of changing state law because.
Well, anyway, then on that issue, maybe Todd, you could. Bring it up again, and maybe we'll take a position as a council that we ask our legislators to revisit this issue and in the concern of safety.
I have a question, Mr. President.
Mr. Deaver.
I can't make that work in my head that the cars have the right of way over the pedestrians. I have a problem with that, and that's what that says. And that I don't think that's the solution. You know, watch out. You pedestrians, watch out. I think that we probably could create or ask them to create adequate crossings the way that we are doing up on Coastal Highway around Lewis, where the people have a light. But, I mean, to say the cars have the right-of-way, it's kind of, it has to be contrary to some kind of law because pedestrians have the right-of-way, you know, where I live. So that's all I had to
say. Would it be...
He might have the right way, but he's not bigger than the car, that's for sure.
If I can suggest this to council for your consideration, so to help me flesh out exactly what I need to say, would it be appropriate then to say that in high traffic areas, the county supports or would ask that the state, that DLDOT and the state consider limiting pedestrian options or limiting pedestrian right of way in those high traffic areas? I don't know what exactly the demarcation should be, whether it's, or what the criteria should be. Is it 25 miles an hour or higher? Or is
if you get hit by a car at 25 miles an hour, your chances of living are much greater than if you get hit by a car at 35 miles an hour.
Right.
You're dead.
Well, there's a problem. So
anyway, I did, and lights, the state has no money to do lights. Lights are terribly expensive, but
I mean, would you be agreeable to something along those lines?
I just think we need to put them on notice that it's not a
recipe for problems.
It's just a bad.
You haven't got to make a paragraph or two, but just so it's in the our verbiage, they understand what we're saying, then we'll work on this thing in January and November.
Yeah. Another question before you.
I don't think so. Do you?
No.
Well, I think we all have the same consensus.
I think if that's the consensus.
That's what I heard, Judge. I'm not sure it's all the consensus are.
Well. I have another question when you're finished.
Mr. Deaver.
The corridor preservation program, I keep thinking about that when you talk about how these roads are being designed and whatnot. I don't know what happened to it. I would like in the future to have a report on that. Is it in effect? Where does it, is it, does it work? You know, I just want to know where we are with that. Is there a corridor preservation program on Route 1? Or not, because I think it would have a lot to do with what we approve in the future.
Okay. Anything else from council? Thank you, Mr. Guy.
Thank you. And again, we will present this to DLDOT on Thursday, September 25th, between 4 and 7 at the South District office there at DLDOT. We will make the the minor adjustments here and take it down next week.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. The final item for me is the County Administrator's Report, September 16, 2014. Item number one, Sussex County annual property taxes. Property owners are reminded to pay their annual county property tax bill by Tuesday, September 30th. Payments can be made online, in person, by phone, or by mail. Any payments mailed must be postmarked no later than September 30th or thereafter, be subject to a penalty. This year's tax bills once again feature an easier-to-read format unveiled in 2013 to help taxpayers better understand their bills and payment options. And for more information, please visit the county's website at sussexcountyde.gov. Item number two, the county, in partnership with the Delaware State Housing Authority, Sussex County Association of Realtors, First State Community Action Agency, and NACAL Research, Inc., will host the inaugural Sussex County Homebuyer Fair on Saturday, September 27th. Attendees will receive free credit reports and mini counseling sessions with HUD-approved housing counselors. There will also be exhibitors on site to share their programs, services, and resources pertaining to home ownership. The event is from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Del Tech Community College in Georgetown. Visit the county's website to pre-register at sussexcountyde.gov. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. It is now 10:30, time for our scheduled public hearing on the Redden Ridge annexation, the West Rehoboth expansion of Doobie Sanitary Sewer District. Come on down.
Good morning.
Morning.
Thank you. I'm Rob Davis with the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. The public hearing this morning is to consider annexing five parcels of land into the West Rehoboth expansion area, West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. We received a written request from the developer of the proposed Redden Ridge subdivision for annexation on February 21st, 2014. The request included the application fee of $1,500. The parcel adjoins the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. The property owner is J.G. Townsend and Company. The parcel is proposed for an 84-lot subdivision with clubhouse and pool on 34.52 acres. Current zoning is appropriate for the project, and the project has received preliminary planning and zoning approval on October 10, 2013, and a sanitary sewer concept plan was approved for the development on June 20, 2014. The proposed annexation area is south of Warrington Road. Having a little trouble with my pointer this morning, Warrington Road. And for point of reference, McDonald's at Route 24 and Route 1 is northwest. And then Old Landing Golf Course is to the south on Old Landing Road. Warrington Road crosses Route 24 and turns into Plantations Road and continues on north. The area shown crosshatched on the map in your packet and at the front. Four additional parcels are included in the proposed annexation area. Two of those parcels are located on the south side of Warrington Road and will be served by the developer when they build their on-site collection system. They're able to extend pipelines that those two parcels can connect to, and the pipelines will be extended to their parcel or property lines. A third parcel fronts on Old Landing Road, this one. That was created after we did original construction, and it has not been served yet, but there is a gravity line in Old Landing Road, and that property owner can connect when they install a lateral. I came to County Council on July 15th and requested permission to prepare and post public hearing notices. Notices were posted on August 27th at four places in the annexation area and in several locations throughout the existing district. It was advertised in the Cape Gazette on August 29th and September 5th. Public hearing notices were also sent to all of the property owners in the area, along with a letter explaining the proposed development, the proposed annexation, and we defined the fees that would be applicable at some future time when they get served. I received one phone call from Mr. John Redden. He is this parcel. He was calling on behalf of his mother. She has this parcel here. He indicated they sold, his parents sold this piece to Townsend several years ago. he thought that, in general, the property value of his mother's property would go up because of sewer being available. We discussed the fees and the schedule that we don't control for providing sewer service and all of that. At the conclusion of our conversation, he indicated that he and his mother were okay with the annexation for their property.
Was it zoned with the idea that it's going, or that it will have sewer? I mean, you know,
yes.
So it's already, you know, in the plans.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, there's
yes,
no,
ma'am.
Okay, gotcha.
The developer of Redden Ridge is providing a pump station site for a future pump station upgrade and an easement for a future force main, as well as providing gravity sewer extension to Warrington Road that will be used by others, and actually providing sewer service to two additional parcels. The Redden Ridge developer will be subject to systems connection fees of $5,500 per EDU. It's presently proposed for 84 lots plus five EDUs for a clubhouse and so forth. In addition, the developer will provide a contribution of $62,730 or $697 per EDU for future pump station, force main, and transmission system upgrades. Any questions?
Questions, Council?
No.
Apparently not. Wait a minute.
Yes. Is there anyone from the public that would like to address Council on this matter? If so, come forward to the podium and give your name, address, and speak.
Okay.
Hold on, get up here to the podium.
Sign in and give us
I'm new to this,
address.
Okay? You'll have to excuse me.
We're taping you. We want to make sure we get every word you say.
Okay, there's the Ram's Head Inn, which is I guess that little section in the green or in the yellow there, that's a Ram's Head Inn. Now, that's a condo association. There's a Ram's Head Inn. There's also three residences back there. My father-in-law lives in one of those residences. Are they, I understand that they're being told they had to pay the $5,500 for sewer hookup. Now, is that for one hookup for the condo, or is it everybody getting hooked up? That's what I'd like to know.
The systems connection.
If you could come back up, please.
Have to get back up on that microphone.
The podium. Yeah. There you go.
Excuse me. The systems connection fee would apply to each of the dwellings, and it's actually per equivalent dwelling unit.
Okay. So does that mean that each individual, they're going to bring the sewer to the property line on each one of those units? Or is it going to be to the initial the Ram's Head Inn?
We will have the developer bring a sewer lateral to the big parcel. And then the condominium association would hire a Sussex County licensed plumber that runs the on-site sewer to the bed and breakfast, the Ram's Head, and to each of the single-family dwellings on the parcel.
Okay. I'm a little lost here. So can you show me where they're going to run this lateral? And, I mean, I know a little bit about plumbing. I have two brothers that are plumbers. And I work for Delmarva Power, so I know a little bit about joint trench. So if you want to show me where they're going to run this lateral, I'd be...
I can show you on the sewer concept plan, but that will be a little hard for the rest to see.
That's okay.
But let's try that.
And the pumping station that's going to be built, right? It's going to be built where in the development? Because when I worked for Delmarva, I did joint trench and I did developments.
Sure.
I was a field engineering tech. So I drew this stuff up.
Sure.
So you can't let me.
Go ahead. This is Warrington Road.
Right.
This is
sure.
Old Landing.
This is Old Landing. It's going to be the entrance.
This is the Pine Lane condominium.
Exactly.
The Redden Ridge development will build this pipeline system throughout their development.
Okay.
And then they are going to extend gravity line. We're requiring them to extend gravity line out to Warrington Road, come across the frontage of their parcel and stopping right at the edge of the Pine Lane condominium. And there will be a clean out, 8-inch clean out extended right at the property line.
So in other words, okay, this is my father-in-law's house back here, right?
Okay. Yes,
so
I don't know that for a fact.
Well, I'm telling you. I'm telling you it is, okay? And that's Wayne. That's my his neighbor, Wayne. Wayne's house here. This is Chris, and this is the bed and breakfast up front. So what you're saying is they're going to have to pay $5,500 each one of those. So that's a total of 20-some thousand dollars, right? $22,000, right?
Yes, sir.
To have one access right here. And then they're going to have to pay a plumber or whatever. They're going to have they're going to pay $5,500 per hookup, but they're not going to have a hookup. Right. They're going to have one hookup.
Yes, sir. The system's
that's crazy. That's bull.
The system.
Why can't we get an easement through? Look, when you guys do these developments, they're built with an as-built with a basically a developer signs an easement. That does a development easement, correct? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. So, if they do a development easement, why can't we get an easement through here to hook up my father-in-law? Why can't you get an easement through here to hook up Chris? Why can't you get an easement through here to hook up Wayne?
Because there's nothing on this.
Well,
side.
I understand there's nothing there. But what I'm saying is if you're going to pay $5,500 to hook up here, that's ludicrous.
Our policy is that we serve each parcel one time.
Well, there's four parcels here.
That's four parcels.
But you don't even
know. No, they're not.
The land's owned in common.
Yes.
The way it is, it's a condominium by land only.
Correct.
There's the bed and breakfast. There's three single family houses. Could I have the indulgence?
I have a loud voice. I taught at Sussex Central for 37 years, so I can project.
Good for you.
Yeah, that was long enough. So they're going to bring a hookup here. Okay. Our properties are there. Why can't they bring one here?
That's what I like.
I'm looking over there because the expense for me to have it trenched and run all the way back to my property is going to be exorbitant. Plus, what's the reason of having sewer when we're not going to have water? They requested to have us included. We didn't request it. If they need to have us included for some reason,
you can exempt them.
Yeah, well, okay, oh, excuse me.
Let them stay the way.
My bad. This okay, so if they're going to bring it here, that's even worse. I'm way down there.
Do you want to be exempted?
You know, it's like, I don't mind being hooked up, but if they're going to do it, they can bring it in the back closer to me. They can also bring water back there.
I think
there's got to be a reason they wanted me to be included. So, if they need me to be included, I'd like to get a little compensation and have it closer to my house. I think that's reasonable. And if they're going to bring sewer, they can bring water too.
Is there a reason they are included?
They didn't ask to be included.
No, we didn't.
Is there a reason the Pine Lane condominium is included?
Yes.
Only because they can be served by the developer's construction.
I'm from the Ramsey Inn. We own the B&B. My concern basically is we don't really benefit much from the whole thing. All our septic and our water, which is well water, is working perfectly. My concern is these three parcels on Warrington Road here, which actually is actually onto the developer's side there. They're not included, but we are, and we're basically being forced to do that. We don't understand that.
We are able to have the Redden Ridge developer extend pipelines to your parcel and leave a connection for those other three at some future time. But they're not able to actually serve those other parcels because they would be doing construction out in Warrington Road. We will do that at some future time.
But I guess the bottom line is, can the developer do what he needs to do here and we can exclude them out of this whole thing?
Certainly.
But it sounds like they don't want to be in it.
Right, we don't.
Certainly.
Mm-hmm. But how about if my father-in-law, how about if he wants to be involved in that? How about if he wants water and sewer?
But we're not giving you water.
No, I understand, but I know the real world, okay? And the real world is when you joint trench, right? When you dig for electric and cable and gas and all this underground, right? And you dig for sewer, Well, what are you going to do? You're going to dig three times? No, you're going to dig sewer, and you're going to lay water, you're going to hook into tide water. That's your utility, right? It's going to be tide water? Because that's who I have. I live on Old Landing Road. It'll probably be tide
water. But this has nothing to do with water.
I understand that, but what I'm saying, I'm talking about real world stuff.
Real world has nothing to do with water.
Okay, I know.
Or the county.
Yeah.
Or the county. I know, but look, when this gentleman, when they draw this job up, right, when they draw this development up, whoever drew this up, when the power company comes in and does whatever, and the power company's going to team up with Verizon and Comcast, right? At the same time, they're trenching, okay? Tidewater's going to be involved with the sewer and everything. I mean, it's a big overview, you know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, when this development was laid out, right, there was an easement, correct? It was printed. It was done as a development easement, correct?
It doesn't exist yet.
But it will be.
They will give us an easement.
Yes,
for the roadway.
And it'll be for the whole development.
Yes.
Right.
For the roadways. Yes.
Well, not just for. I mean, I'm talking about all the utilities. When it's all said and done, someone's going to sign off. Someone's going to go to the developer, and they're going to hand them a piece of paper that says, "Hey, we need a development easement."
Yes.
Okay. And the developer's going to sign off and said, okay, we're getting you to... So why in the heck, when they do this development and you're doing this sewer work, why couldn't you go through this easement between these properties and tie Wayne, tie Chris? You guys don't have to hook up. If my father-in-law wants to hook up, then why couldn't they get it and run the main down there to his back property and to Wayne's back property?
Our policy is to serve one parcel, one time.
That's crazy.
You can consider alternative ways. I have difficulty speaking for the developer and whether that would be.
If that's the situation, then from our point of view, we would rather be excluded from it because it really isn't costing me anything septic-wise or water. I understand we're not talking water, but eventually we're going to talk water because they will have to bring water in to do the sewer. But... at the moment, it's not really costing us. Your septic is working. Yours is working. Chris, yours is working.
Right.
We do not have a problem, so we don't see why we are forced to actually sign up to.
We have the ability today to exclude you, and I have a feeling you've got three votes.
Okay, well, the thing is that
also.
Okay, we are four separate entities here.
Okay,
Who
wants in, who wants out?
It's like, I would like to have sewer and water. I have no problem. But bringing it in the front of the parcel, and I'm all the way in the back, and they want to bring it in the front, I think maybe they could bring it in someplace else. And if there's going to be a trench done, since there has to be coordination between sewer and water, and when you're trenching, they can bring a water there without much problem, so I can have sewer and water together. Because the entire Red Ridge community is all going to have water and sewer. So when they got us, the trench there, lay the water line, and I can hook up a whole lot closer. It costs me a lot less money.
Okay. Is the question, from our perspective, is the question that running the sewer to the property line is something that developer is doing?
They're actually going out the roadway to Warrington Road and then in the right-of-way of Warrington Road to get to the Pine Lane condominium parcel.
Yeah. So, hold up. So, right now there's sewer on Warrington Road?
No.
There's no sewer?
No.
Well, isn't there a pumping station right there?
Yes, Estates of Sea Chase.
Okay.
They have it, yeah.
But that's not where we're linking in with this, correct?
No. This project will be going to a pump station that's right here.
Okay, gotcha.
There's one opposite, right there. There's a pumping station right across the road from us.
Yeah, that's Sea Chase. Okay, right. So... there's the other one on Old Landing Road. So they're
going to... People are passing legislation that are affecting everyone's lives from top to bottom.
Wait a minute, she's got a message coming in.
Turn that off.
Is it something the engineering department could look at to see if there's another way to serve this parcel?
Sure.
Is it feasible from your engineering knowledge? Is there something there that could be done that would be more equitable? Because I think it's not we're not talking about the impact fee or the connection charge. We're talking about their cost once it gets to that property, their private funds that are going to be used with the plumber. whatever, right? Anyway, so they wanted, it's a shorter distance, obviously, would be less money for them. Is there a way to do that and get him into the sewer thing and maybe make the distance shorter?
Yes, we can have that discussion with the developer. Mm-hmm. It would involve running pipelines between lots or over property lines. That makes it somewhat difficult for us, of course, to get to it to maintain that line because it's you know, where people want to put sheds and plant trees and have gardens.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And, you also, is it something that the developer says yes or no to?
Presumably.
Okay. It's but nothing, we don't command them to do it a certain way. We haven't, right? We did typically, I mean, that's my, it's.
They don't have construction drawings approved yet, so we can have a discussion about mm-hmm. that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would that mess up if we delayed anything today, any decision today, or can we make a decision that would be? What is our time frame on this? Sometimes we got time sensitive type of.
I don't think this is time sensitive, and it appears today that these property owners have had their first say of the matter, and it seems like they need to get in the room with everyone and try to come up with an agreement.
Right.
So I would have think time to look at some. We have time then, right?
Yes, we can return next week.
And you know,
thank you for understanding. I truly appreciate that.
And I think I understand.
Okay, and talking about that running through property lines or whatever. Look, we do it all the time. What do you mean?
Because we have to get trucks in there.
Oh my gosh! You know, look, I like I told you, I work for Delmarva Power. Yeah. I know.
Okay, we're going to move along. Thank you for your comments.
Can I say one thing, please? Can I have one thing? There was a bed and breakfast in the area, and when they sold it, they didn't have sewer, and they had to have sewer put in. So that I don't know that Denrec would allow property transfer without that. So. You may have sewer, and if you want to transfer the property,
we've had it for 4 years now. So
sewer,
property.
Right.
As I said, you know, we haven't had a problem whatsoever. We're very proactive.
I'm not saying you have a problem.
No.
Saying Denrec could probably give you a problem.
Right. but we did have it 4 years ago when we actually took over the property, and being part of the condo association. We know, I mean, all four of us are very, very proactive with our septic and everything, and also with our well water. So we are concerned, from our point of view, we're concerned that all of a sudden we're going to have a bill for sewer, and we're going to have, I know it's not here, but we're going to have a bill for water as well, which was going to be an additional.
I'm not arguing. I'm just telling you what happened, just for you, so you know.
Right. That was the homestead, which was on the corner, but they
absolutely
actually had a.
She had an old-fashioned system.
Yeah, very.
did all three of you? I know the one gentleman did. Did the other
sign
two
in?
Sign
no,
in and yet. Give oh. your name and address for the record, please?
Thank you for reminding us.
It would be advantageous, folks, for going into the future to be on sewer, as opposed to not being on sewer.
Oh yeah. I would like to have the sewer to my property or my section of the
right.
property, but the way they're talking about it, since I'm all the way in the back of the two,
and we understand we're going to look into that, but I'm just saying it's much more advantageous when you go try to transfer property into the future.
And
you have a very difficult time if you don't have sewer.
Is there anyone else that would like this?
Huh?
Excuse me.
Well, that's what we're trying to give you.
Not the 1950s,
we're 1940s. No. Okay, sir. Is there anyone else that would like to? Is there anyone else that would like to speak on this matter? Is there anyone else? At this point, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and you may, if you want to defer this, I believe it's been requested.
We need to leave it open.
Leave it open. So we'll just defer and leave it open until next week
or
whenever.
Suits you? Okay.
I would suggest maybe vote to keep the record open and defer to next week.
Make a motion we leave the record open.
Until next week.
For 1 week on the Redden Ridge annexation sewer request.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on that motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Now we need a motion to defer.
Make a motion we defer on
second.
The annexation.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to defer the public hearing until next week. Any questions on that motion?
No. Nope.
Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank everybody for your comments. Al Godwin.
Glad you came.
Same time next week,
It'll be on our agenda.
Yeah. Yes.
Just
thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
Good morning, Mr. Godwin.
Hello.
My goodness, look at all that paper.
I have a 73-page report for you.
Oh, my.